Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, October 6th, 2022, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Futures markets are indicating a slightly lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.2%. This follows mostly higher trading in Asian markets and early higher trading in European markets. The US 10-year is up a basis point, yielding 3.78%. The dollar is down against the euro and pound, but flat against the yen. Oil, gold, and industrial metals broadly up, with cryptocurrencies mixed. The early week rally has been pinned on hopes for a central bank pivot following the Reserve Bank of Australia's smaller-than-expected rate hike and signs of cooling in the US labour market activity. However, the pivot narrative is facing increasing scrutiny after Fed officials reinforced their hawkish messaging and warned against expectations of a rate cut. Outsized OPEC production cuts also complicate the peak inflation narrative, with strategists revising up their crude price targets. On the data front, we had Australian September AIG construction index below prior month and Australian August trade balance above consensus but below prior month. We also had German August factory orders in negative territory and below prior month. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have September Challenger job cuts, followed by weekly initial jobless claims, weekly continuing claims, and weekly EIA natural gas inventories. In corporate news, the Nikkei reports that Google is seeking to double its smartphone sales next year. People with direct knowledge of the matter tell the Nikkei that the company has given its goals to suppliers from whom it is seeking more than 8 million Pixel 7 units. Sources also tell the Nikkei that the company is also preparing to launch orders of more than 4 million units for a budget Pixel handset. Business Insider reports that Vista Equity Partners is discussing taking Compass private. People familiar with the discussions tell the Business Insider that another PE firm could be involved in the deal and that a tech startup may be brought into the negotiations to improve Compass's digital offerings. And Soul24All reports that Generali is looking at the US-based asset manager Brightsphere. However, when contacted about the matter, a Generali Group spokesperson replied with no comment. We have Constellation Brands, McCormick & Co., and Conagra Brands due to report their results before market open this morning. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Thursday, following an afternoon rally on Wall Street. The region was led by South Korea that ended at a two-week high on an uptick on foreign purchases. Japan closed higher despite a late dip. Taiwan also higher. The Hang Seng and its tech index both lower, however. Southeast Asia mostly higher, and India capping opening gains. The Bank of Japan quarterly regional economic report for October showed assessments unchanged in 8 out of the 9 regions with one upgrade. This was largely attributed to easing supply chain constraints, while the latest COVID policies have allowed recovery in activity. Bloomberg reports that global foreign currency reserves are falling at the fastest pace on record going back to 2003, having dropped approximately $1 trillion this year to $12 trillion. It was noted that it's partly due to valuation changes due to the US dollar strength, though still indicative of stress in the foreign exchange market, compelling central banks to intervene. European markets are mostly trading higher this morning, with the Euro stocks, French CAC, and German DAX showing gains. However, the FTSE 100 is in negative territory. UK Chancellor Keir Starmer will meet with UK bank chiefs today to discuss the turbulence on the mortgage market, which saw big withdrawal of mortgage products in the wake of the mini-budget and then reinstate them with sharply higher rates. The average mortgage rate on a two-year fixed-rate product topped 6% yesterday for the first time since 2008. And analysts are unanimous that a gas price cap could jeopardise supply security. After agreeing to a oil price cap, the EU Commission President proposed the gas price cap following the Iberian model, saying it would give the bloc time to come up with an alternative gas pricing benchmark. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Thursday, October 6th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.